This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I appreciate that pension shortfalls probably don't top your list of financial concerns, and for most of us, they certainly can't compete with the drama of day-to-day politics. Even worse, underfunded pension promises are a slice of financial reality. A lot of people don't like that. But maybe if you understand that according to the latest study by the C.D. Howe Institute, your family's on the hook for $27,000 in order to make up the shortfall for what government has promised to pay federal workers and what they've set aside. Right now, the estimated shortfall is an incredible $246 billion. Now, I appreciate that's a number too big to comprehend, but maybe the fact that your family, including your kids, are on the hook for tens of thousands in order to cover the unfunded pension liabilities for federal workers might get your attention, especially if you're one of the 60-plus percent of taxpayers who don't belong to a workplace pension, which means that on top of saving for your own retirement, you're on the hook for thousands more to secure the federal workers' pensions. I mean, how many thousands? Well, that depends on how well the underlying pension investment does. I mean, this isn't tough to understand. The better the investment returns in the pension fund, the less taxpayers are on the hook for. I'll give you an example. You know, I'm not sure what anti-business groups like the Canadian Labour Congress or the BC Teachers Federation think their pensions are invested in, but it's not materially different from the Canada pension plan that every Canadian worker has a stake in. As the CPP's most recent report outlines, you name the major Canadian corporation and the Canada Pension Plan owns it, about $12 billion worth, including every bank and major Canadian resource companies. It also owns $146 billion in foreign companies. I mean, the point is, the better these companies do, the better it is for those counting on the retirement payout, plus the better it is for taxpayers who are on the hook for any shortfall. Yet we have major anti-business groups working hard to hurt the investment prospects for those companies through their constant push for higher taxes and more costly regulations. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't declare your big concern for workers' pensions and then turn around and undermine the companies they're invested in. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.